This is HPR episode 2185 entitled, Soldering a Soldering Fan. It is hosted by Ken Forlan and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, practicing soldering skills by hacking together a soldering extraction fan.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everybody, this is Ken Fallon. This is another episode on Hacker Public Radio. It's basically my show and tell soldering fan that total cost of zero. I have been wanting to solder for a while, and one of the things that I've wanted to make has been a little soldering extractor thing. So there now, I've just taking the fan out of an old computer that I was getting rid of. I took all the bits out and circuit boards and stuff. With the intention of doing some more soldering and practicing. One of the YouTube channels I watch, Great Scott, a link to it in the show notes, has recommended a particular episode on what parts you should try and salvage from a computer if you can, or circuit boards if you can, and what parts, you know, you shouldn't really bother, or it's not worth your while doing. One of the things that I wanted to do with that is just to have a charcoal-based fan that would extract the, you know, move the air away from my face so I don't have to breathe it particularly. I just don't like breathing that stuff. So for that, IKEA have like charcoal filters for their extractor fans, where they, in the kitchen, your extraction fan has a ventilator in it, and it circulates just in the room, and it forces air over a charcoal filter. And I wanted to get one of those and attach it to a fan. And the PC fan I actually happen to have was a 10 volt 0.15 amp fan. So I've been rummaging around in the what you would call the Goodwill store, probably. I hear it's called the Kringlewinkle, or the Circle of Life store. And it's where people, you know, donate bits and pieces and other people come to buy them. I actually ended up buying something else, and the guy threw in the power supply for €0, which was a win. So I took that home, and I don't know who was it that recommended this. Is it on here in HPR, I think, about power supplies. I think it was, I think it was here in HPR that sometimes it's not worth your while getting an adjustable power supply. Just go down to the shop and, you know, get a selection of them. So I was looking here, and this thing can go 12 volts, 2 amps. So that's a pretty nifty little power supply. I brought it home and put it into my cheap voltmeter to find out which was positive and which was negative. I colored one of them. I split the cable, cut the connector off, split the cable. Found out which was positive and negative, marked the positive one with red, and on the fan itself, there the cable is marked black and red, which was convenient. And then I just pre-soldered, turned on my soldering iron, put one of the hands into a little helping hand thing here, which is a thing with clips on it, and then I heated it up and heated the metal of the wires, and then close to but not on top of the soldering iron, I let the solder melt into the wires, and I did that on both sides, and then I brought both of them together, heated it up, and the solder melted on both, and then surprisingly enough, it works. So that's how the soldering done. I also got some a heat shrink tubing, various different selections from Deal Extreme. And I got those ages ago, so before I did it, I put on two small pieces on the inside and then one piece on the outside to cover the whole thing up. And then I'm currently just using a candle to heat shrink it. Now, two things. I've been watching BigClive.com, who has been taking apart things, death traps, so that we don't have to. Very, very good video channel if you want to watch that. Link will be in the show notes. And he has recommended a soldering station, which I think I will get with it. It's got a little air fan on it. And but actually, I just have a little candle, one of these little floaty and watery candle things, tea light candles, that's the word I'm looking for. And I just bring the heat shrink close to that, and it just melts in a pretty controlled fashion. So basically, I have a power supply here that powers a fan. Is it the most awesome cool project that was ever done in the world? No, it isn't. Is it the first project that I have done and I'm really happy and chuffed about? Yes, it is. So that's a win here for the team. Anyway, hopefully this will inspire some of you to get a soldering iron. And you know, what's the worst that can happen? Burn your house down. But so long as you're able to dial 911 or 112 here in Europa, you should be grand. Have a bucket of water around. What's the worst that could happen? Anyways, tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. Photos will be in the show notes, by the way. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.